Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, December 24th through Thursday, December 30th, 2021. December 24th, 2021, Christmas Eve. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, understand that my will is one with all that takes place in the present moment. My son was born amongst the difficulties of no room in the inn, a dank stable, and a manger for a crib, as a way of proving victory can arise from the impossible. I could have willed that he be born in a palace. However, his life began as a sacrifice and was meant to end as a sacrifice. My will was all around that manger, the darkness, the damp and cold. Mary and Joseph understood this and accepted the impossible circumstances with love in their hearts. These days, my will is reflected in victories as well as defeats. Every challenge is my will. Every joy and disappointment leads the way to acceptance of my divine will. As you prepare your hearts to celebrate this Christmas season, open the door of your self-will and allow appreciation of my will to enter in." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 4 through 5. "But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." Another note is given to read Luke chapter 2, 6 through 7. "And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 25th, 2021, Christmas Day. The Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, today I offer you the best wishes for the day. The best is always peace of heart. Peace does not come to you on the wings of self-love. Peace is the fruit of holy love. All the conflict amongst mankind, all the new diseases, the poverty, and man's general disregard for each other is the bad fruit of disordered self-love. You would not have wars, false religions, or any diabolical influence in the world today if Christ was at the center of every heart. You cannot fight the enemy of your peace of heart unless you learn to recognize him. The enemy is he who causes your unrest and dissatisfaction with people, circumstances, and all that opposes sin. This enemy never rests, is always on the prowl, and keeps the heart in turmoil. Today, begin your Christmas by recalling how my son came to earth as a helpless child, suffered the cold and indignities of the manger, and did not speak, although he could have. His offering of his life began in the manger and continued on until his death on the cross. As you contemplate the manger scene this Christmas, consider how my infant son knew all that lay ahead of him as he rested against my breast. I held him in my arms then. I invite you to hold him in your hearts today. A note is given to read Luke chapter 2, verse 7. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Scripture verse asked to be read by Blessed Virgin Mary. December 26th, 2021, the second day within the octave of Christmas. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, in time, as it moves on, the season of Christmas is passing. I invoke you, keep the spirit of Christmas in your hearts. This is the season of love of God and neighbor. My paternal heart is warmed by the affection even the lukewarm souls have shown me as they contemplate the nativity scenes in the world during this season. All you need to attain your salvation is a heartfelt commitment to living in holy love. Do not be distracted by the worldly aspect of the season. Everything is passing except what is spiritual. Soon every gift becomes commonplace and forgotten as something new and different. It is the holy love in your hearts that renews your purpose of life. We will move on together if you are one with my will for you. Treasure the memories of Christmas, but live on in holy love in the present. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 27th, 2021, the third day within the octave of Christmas. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, I desire you begin to prepare in your hearts for the coming new year. What things can you change that would bring you closer to me and more faithful to my commandments? What are the areas of temptation to sin in your daily routine? How can you show love of your neighbor to a greater degree? Perhaps there are situations in your life that cause you impatience. Learn to pray ahead of time for these moments of temptation. If these temptations occur spontaneously, pray when you arise to offer every temptation to me as they occur. This way, your angel will remind you as each situation towards impatience presents itself. As a matter of course, learn to use your angel throughout the day. He will alert you as to temptations to sin and ways to express love of your neighbor. He will reassure you of your path of righteousness and pull you back to this path if you slip. Disbelief in your guardian angel does not negate his presence or his service to you. He is always in your company, praying for your salvation. It behooves the soul to use him. A note is given to read Exodus chapter 23, 20 through 21. Behold, I send an angel before you to guard you on the way and to bring you to the place which I have prepared. Give heed to him and hearken to his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 28th, 2021, the fourth day within the octave of Christmas. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, your devotion to the Holy Rosary confirms that you belong to the Holy Mother. Do not ever be discouraged in your devotion to the Rosary. When you are close to the Mother, you are close to the Son as well. Keep the pathways of communication open by confiding in me your woes, your joys, and what you spiritually aspire to. My plans for you are always to be more holy and to place holiness as a priority in your lives. Any discouragement in your efforts in holiness is from Satan. Learn to recognize him when he confounds your prayer lives through people and events in the world around you. When you pray for a specific intention, be ready to accept my will for you. Trust that although my ways may not be what you want, they are always what is best in the long run. When you accept my will, you surrender to my will. Whatever happens is my permitting will, which is always a time to learn to trust in my ways." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 29th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "I am the provision of the poor, the lonely, the ill, and the misunderstood. The measure of my love rests greatly upon the most needy. Those caught up in the trap of materialism will never feel secure or be satisfied. These are the ones who look to satisfy self above all else. Place your satisfaction and your joy in earning the hereafter. The greatest place in heaven is reserved for those who spent their lives serving the needs of others. Therefore, do not be impressed with wealth or status in the world. All of this profits the soul nothing, unless he uses his gain towards the welfare of those in need. The best path to follow is the lowly, unassuming path of little importance in the eyes of the worldly esteemed. Do not build up a kingdom on earth, but a kingdom in heaven, rich in the fruits of your prayers and sacrifices." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 30th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, do not carry worry in your hearts over what may take place in the future. I tell you solemnly, you will be given the grace you need even to endure the great chastisement. Let your focus be on a deeper personal holiness. This is my call to you. If you stay close to me, you will not fear the future. When you work on a deeper holiness, you will be ready for any test or event that may transpire. Your personal holiness is your ark of these times. Others may scoff at you, as they do not regard holiness as an attitude to be sought after. Remember, they scoffed at Noah as well. Just be certain as to what you are about. When you come closer to me, all things come into focus. If you remain close to me, fear will not enter your heart despite the woes of the world." A note is given to read Psalm 3:3-4. "But thou, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. I cry aloud to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.